This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The Select Committee of Lok Sabha on the new Income Tax Bill 2025 today held a meeting at Parliament House in New Delhi. The 31-member panel is headed by BJP MP Bijayant Panda. The committee will submit its report on the first day of the monsoon session of Parliament. The Income Tax Bill 2025 aims at consolidating and amending the law relating to income tax. It was introduced in the Lok Sabha during the first half of the budget session of Parliament. Later, the draft law was referred to the Select Committee of the House. The Enforcement Directorate, ED, is questioning Robert Vadra, the husband of senior Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra, for the second consecutive day today in connection with a money laundering probe linked to a land deal in Haryana. He's being questioned at the ED office in New Delhi. The case is related to purchase of a land in Gurugram by Mr. Vadra's company. Earlier, Mr. Vadra was also questioned yesterday by the agency. The BJP today hit out at the Congress in connection with the National Herald case. Briefing reporters in New Delhi, BJP spokesperson Sudhanshu Trivedi rejected Congress's claim that the case is outside the purview of the Enforcement Directorate, saying that it is a clear example of a business transaction. The BJP leader added that this case is being investigated following the order of the Delhi High Court in 2013 when there was a UPA government. Mr. Trivedi added that the National Herald case is a peculiar episode in Indian history as a company worth thousands of crores was acquired for just 90 crore rupees. The BJP spokesperson also criticized West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee for her remarks that her government will not implement the new Waqf Amendment Act. Mr. Trivedi said that this shows Ms. Banerjee has no respect for the Constitution. Union Minister of State for Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairying, George Kurian, has said, country's fish production has risen to 184 lakh tons from 95 lakh tons under the NDA government in the past 10 years. The minister was speaking after inaugurating several projects under the Pradhan Mantri Matsya Sampada Yojana in Puducherry today. Mr. Kurian announced that transponders will be installed in 2,300 fishing boats in Puducherry under the scheme. These transponders will enable fishers to communicate with their families, seek emergency medical assistance, receive alerts when crossing international maritime boundaries, and get real-time information on fish availability. Member states of the WHO, World Health Organization, today finalized a historic agreement to prepare the world for future pandemics following negotiations that spanned over 3 years. The agreement calls for technology transfers to be incentivized through regulations, licensing agreements, and favorable financing conditions. Meanwhile, it includes a compromise that any transfer must be mutually agreed upon. The draft also proposes steps such as establishing a pathogen access and benefit sharing system. It includes a One Health approach for pandemic prevention and the setting up of a global supply chain and logistics network. Peru's former president, Ollanta Humala, has been sentenced to 15 years in prison in a money laundering case. A court in capital Lima found him guilty of accepting illegal funds from the Venezuelan government and from a Brazilian construction company to bankroll his election campaigns in 2006 and 2011. His wife was also found guilty of money laundering and sentenced to 15 years in jail. Hong Kong Post is suspending the shipment of goods to the United States in response to U.S.'s decision to eliminate the duty-free treatment for items sent from Hong Kong to the U.S. The Postal Service specified today that the U.S. is going to increase the tariffs for postal items intended to be sent to the U.S. starting from May the 2nd. Benchmark domestic equity indices today ended in positive territory for the third straight session. The 30-share index and the Bombay Stock Exchange, Sensex, rose 309 points to close at 77,044. The National Stock Exchange, Nifty 50, advanced 109 points to settle at 23,437. And in sports news, in the IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals will face Rajasthan Royals in New Delhi this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.